Exclusive, Alina Haba names the single most un-American thing you can do. By Bradley J. on March 27, 2025. President Donald Trump's new acting U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey Alina Haba said political prosecutors and judges are part of a broken system that must be reformed. During an interview with Haba on Thursday's edition of the Alex Marlowe Show podcast, Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe highlighted Haba's whirlwind rise inside Trump world in her time in the West Wing during what Haba called probably the most epic first 100 days ever. Haba described some of the highlights during her experience as Trump's attorney since joining his legal team in the autumn of 2021. Beating Michael Cohen was probably the sweetest victory, Haba told Marlowe. She said Cohen is somebody who had the opportunity to do great things and instead got tied up in a mess of his own with his taxi medallions, etc., and then tried to come after President Trump. Cohen's work with the government led to the very public raids. The indictments against Trump, Haba said, adding that she believes her stalwart representation of Trump in that case is why I think he asked me to take on this new role. She explained that her mission in her new role as a U.S. attorney will be focused on fighting crime. My mission is going to be the same as President Trump's, she said. We've got to get crime off the streets. We have to be hard on crime. We have to take care of the immigration problem that the Biden administration created, get illegal immigrants out. And also, for me, in my time at the White House, I was very focused on human trafficking. She added that violent crime is, of course, going to be a priority. We want our streets safe. Marlowe noted that Haba is best known for her work defending Trump in the case brought against him by New York Attorney General Letitia James regarding allegations that Trump had undervalued his properties for loan and tax purposes. However, there was no victim in that alleged crime, Haba explained, and they used a commercial law, Section 6312, which is not supposed to be used in the private sector. Haba said James had decided to butt her nose into a private sector, into a private company, into Deutsche Bank, who lost no money, made money, and was paid early. And for years and years and years, she tried to build a case. She couldn't build a case with the normal rules and laws, so she used Section 6312. The case is being appealed, but Haba warned that these lawfare tactics employed by James could become the new normal. If you can do this to President Trump, then you can do this to anybody, she cautioned, echoing Trump's campaign message. Haba also noted that the date of one of Trump's alleged crimes took place past the statute of limitations, but the state passed legislation to change the statute. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., signed into law the Adult Survivors Act to grant sexual abuse victims a one-year window to file lawsuits against their alleged attacker even if the statute of limitations had passed. There's Governor Hochul who created the Adult Survivors Act side by side with Trump accuser E. Jean Carroll's lawyer, Robbie Kaplan, to target people for 1 year, and who was their first person? It was Donald Trump, Haba said. That kind of political lawfare from non-political officials must end, she believes. Stepping in as a U.S. attorney, I can say that it's not a political position. It is a law and order position, Haba told Marlowe. And when you make it political, when you run on getting Trump, when you start creating laws that avoid statute of limitations to get a political opponent, that is the single most un-American thing, and the real destruction of the judicial system. Haba said she is as frustrated as most Americans that those who weaponized the legal system against Trump have not faced any consequences for it. She believes this needs to be rectified. Watching consistent congressional testimony or hearings and then not seeing anything happen. That's where the enforcement offices need to step in and do their own investigations and then instruct the men in blue to arrest people, she said. And I see all the tweets, all the frustration. Why aren't we arresting people? Why aren't we arresting people? We have to do that because we can't keep having investigations and no outcome of accountability. In addition to overzealous and overtly political prosecutors, Haba sees broader problems with the system as well. We've got a real problem on the bench, Haba said of political judges, adding that government officials who decide what evidence goes in and out of court, what records you can and cannot make, as I know it, can completely ruin or destroy or change what the jury can see, what they can't see. Those decisions are so critical. She called for reforms to the rules and ethics governing the officials who make these decisions. Start focusing on the enforcers of the law, the people that are truly the decision makers and that can really ruin somebody's life financially, putting them in jail, things like that, she said. You can't take that and mix politics into that. Marlo brought up the example of District Judge James Boasberg, who blocked Trump's deportation flights of gang members and is now handling the Signal Group chat lawsuit. Boasberg and his wife are prominent Democrat donors. Just seems too crazy to be true, Marlo said. That's just one example of the biased judges she and Trump have faced, Habba said, arguing that Congress, which created the court system, has the power to change or even defund it. Don't forget that we fund these federal courts, and if it comes to it, we will play ball with you, just like you're playing with us, she said. There's separation of powers for a reason. It's checks and balances. It's all those things. But this isn't over. The Alex Marlo Show, hosted by Breitbart Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlo, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Bradley J. is Deputy Political Editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.